Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show, and I'm fired up here on this Wednesday evening. And I want to start with the Target Corporation. I have forever loved Target, but Target Corporation isn't doing a good job of reading the room. I think that we all probably appreciate, have some love in our heart for Target. Target's one of us. I've always shown that appreciation, been proud. You know, Target, that's a Minnesota company. They're not doing a good job of reading the room. When I woke up this morning, I saw the headline in the Minnesota Star Tribune. Target upgrades Circle Week deals in quest for $15 billion sales growth in 5 years. And I know that you are a big business. But man, at some point, a bunch of your consumers are going to say, man, we just don't have a lot of money right now. I'm pulling my hair out to get eggs. I'm having to pay for this. I'm having to pay for that. Inflation. Prices are up. The prospects of tariffs and prices going up on other things. Yes, savings. It sounds good, but I cringe at headlines and the optics of it all. They would go on to say that a year after introducing its revamped rewards program, like the circle, right? The circle bit. The Minneapolis-based retailer is using it to help return to annual growth of 2.5% to 3%, which it hasn't consistently reached since the panic buying days of the pandemic. When the headline says aiming for the $15 billion sales growth in 5 years, I just think that a lot of people in today's society with everything that's going on. I got people text me, have you checked your 401k? And all the people are stressed to see a company and the headline come out that way. It comes across a little bit weird. And I get it. They're a big business. Business is not going to stop. They are in the business of making money. But I think that we are in a pivotal time in our country and in the world at large where there are a lot of people, and when I say people, I'm talking about your consumers, that are thinking along the lines of, hold on, is it just forever profit over people? And people are ticked off. 651-461-9226. What do you make of my opinion of that? Maybe I'm blowing it a little bit out of proportion, maybe. But I'll tell you this. I'll tell you a headline that didn't get under my skin, didn't bother me at all. Let's go back to in the fall. And we brought up on the show. You know what local company said that they were going to do a better job of decreasing and cutting some prices? That company was what, Cup Foods? Remember when Cup Foods came out there and said, we see what's happening right now, and we feel like there's places in certain items and things across the board where we can cut cost?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people, now we'll see how things play out. We'll see how people embrace Cub and how they do over the next year or so. But that's something I think that people can buy into. That's something that is kind of a feel good. I don't know. I'm just curious how this is going to play out.
You got to show consumers that you're in their corner right now. This kind of reminds me last night of the Southwest Airlines. And you know what? We're going to go ahead and scrap the bags fly free policy. You know, we got to make this up. You got to make what up? At the cost of who? Like, okay, you want to make this what? What did they say, $15 billion? Is that what they said over the next 5 years? What about the here and now? Because that's fine. You can put that out there for your investors and your shareholders and everything. But when you put it out there and you're like, you know what? We want to regain $15 billion in revenue over 5 years. To the average consumer, you're like, well, okay, what does that mean in the here and now? Because people aren't thinking 5 years from now. They're not even thinking 5 months from now. People are thinking the here and now. How am I going to make it from now until my next paycheck?
Yes, because a lot of people in this country are paycheck to paycheck.
Yes, and you know what? If you're paycheck to paycheck, most of the time, it's not your fault.
And look, with regards to like Circle, because I've, you know, in terms of like the red card and now it's the Circle thing, whatever. The bottom line is, and I'm not sitting here saying that I will not appreciate them trying to offer deals to people. I get that. But the bit is this. If people don't have it, then they don't have it. And I feel like more people are saying, you know what, man, I'm struggling right now. I don't have it right now. We'll see how this plays out. And look, one of the interesting notes in the article was them talking about the, you know, they have like that 360 membership to try to compete with Amazon Prime, compete with Walmart Plus and all that stuff. And they have like these upgraded perks of free access to streaming, Peacock Premium and all that stuff. Right now, I'm curious as to how many people are going to look to get on board because they feel like that is something that's going to entice them as a selling point. I'm not sure about that. 651-461-9226. If you don't want to shop at Target, then don't. That's not the point. That's not the point I'm making. That's not the point I'm making. I shop at a lot of different places. It just seems weird. It sounded, Let's go to John in South Minneapolis. How you doing, John?
Oh, you know, frustrated. As somebody who is, as somebody in my early 20s who's been through pandemic, economic depression, you know, craziness. I mean, it's getting old at this point. Where it's corporations, you know, using inflation as an excuse to overcharge, or the government doing absolutely nothing to look out for us. I mean, I think we're all, I don't want to speak for everybody, but the last couple months have not felt like, you know, anybody's looking out for us. I mean, it's getting old at this point. It's getting so old at this point.
I think that you just hit it on the head, though, John. It does feel like nobody's actually looking out for us. I've had that feeling for a while, to be honest with you. Because let's go back to the last administration, okay, the last year and a half or so of the Biden-Harris administration. I was saying even then, I felt like, because we can sit here and we can talk about inflation, whatever, but I felt like companies were just absolutely gouging us when it wasn't needed. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with you. I'm totally with you, because it feels like no one in the world wants to feel like they're being taken advantage of. And I get it. These are big businesses, and this is a business. But at the same time, you want to feel like the people that you spend your money with, they look at you and they kind of understand the climate of what's happening.
Can I add one other thing?
Yep.
Like, have prices gone down since COVID peak at all?
Wait, everybody was
worried about supply chain issues?
Wait, say that one more time. Say that one more time. I missed that.
Has prices gone down since COVID? Like, anything. Has anything gone down in price since COVID?
No.
Anytime there's one of these major incidents, they use them as an excuse to raise prices, same with inflation. And then now we've got government agencies being shut down when egg prices are through the roof. Has the EPA done anything? Has anybody done anything to do anything for the bird? No. And it's going to get worse. They're shutting down the EPA. They're shutting down the FDA. They're shutting down all of that stuff. And they're using it as an excuse, oh, it's government waste. Oh, it's government waste. No, it's also business can charge us more. And not just under Biden, not just under Trump. It's every time something has happened.
Yep.
And as somebody in my 20s, never been looked out for. My first memories, some of my first memories were depression, you know, war, everything. So, sorry, had to speak my piece on that one.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call from John in South Minneapolis. 651-461-9226. Hey, real quick before we head to a break and come back, I know Tom in Minneapolis wants to chime in. But for the I don't get this area code. But anyway, your comment on people living paycheck to paycheck is most of the time not their fault. I didn't say it was their fault.
No, I did. I was the one that said that.
Oh, okay. I don't believe that at all. It's not you think it's most people's faults?
No, I don't think it is. Because when I said, you know, people that are out there that are living paycheck to paycheck feel guilty about it. They feel guilty as if we did something wrong. And what I'm saying is, when your net income does not increase faster,
cost of living, all these things everything are gone rising, up and faster. People are not. I mean,
that's what I mean.
Not equal. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I thought they were referring to me. No, I'm not in any way insinuating that people that are living paycheck to paycheck, that the majority of it is their fault. 651-461-9226. Your text, your phone calls are next.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Text line weighing in a couple of minutes ago. What means is that they are looking to sell more, not charge more. I'm not saying that they're looking to charge more. We reference the fact that they're looking to have, quote, circle deals. But it's really hard to even look that far. And I understand the business strategy, right? They have to project. But man, right now, a lot of people with that dollar, they're like, "Oh, it's rough."
You got to stretch a dollar into like 250 at this point. It's hard.
Let's go to Tom in Minneapolis. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, good evening, guys. Glad you're on the radio. You're one of my favorite personalities on the radio. And So thank you very much with your opening lead, Henry.
Yeah.
That the target's not reading the room. They're not reading the room also on the sensitivity of their customer base. I'm going to be very clear and frank that I'm a privileged white guy. I'm in my 70s. I don't have to worry about feeding 3 or 4 miles in addition. My children are some other people's problems. They're on their own. They're in their 40s. And but it's just my wife and I. We've lived comfortably.
You got the empty nest.
Yes, we do have the empty net. But I'm part of the boycotting Target for Lent. I haven't been in a Target store since the 1st of February related to the DEI
yep.
controversy stuff. But Cub has been my beneficiary. I live in the Longfellow neighborhood of Minneapolis. There's a Target and a Cub right across from each other. And thank you very much, Target, for Cub, for rebuilding after the murder of George Floyd in our neighborhood. And Target was my go-to place, but now Cub's my go-to place. The sensitivity that I have for young parents and things like that, I was in Target last night, and I was standing behind a young woman, and, you know, they keep the child formula locked up at the front counter. And she was buying, I think, 8 or 9 of these little containers for infant formula.
Mm-hmm.
And her ticket was $244, Henry.
Oof.
My heart just sank for her. And, you know, it was a lot cheaper when I was raising those babies. And, you know, to what young parents have to go through to keep their families fed, my heart goes out to them because also wages have not gone up as fast as income. And
yep.
you have all kinds of people railing about the rise in minimum wage. Well, you know, let's be fair. One of the things I've heard in business, I've been a business consultant for many years, is our best assets go home at night. Our best assets go home at night. Great customer service occurs from wonderful, wonderfully engaged employees that are energetic, happy, and lean forward to provide that excellent customer experience for folks. And so I appreciate that Target wants to have an imp- improved bottom line, improved profits, so they continue to maintain the investors. And I'm going to wait and see. You know, Easter's coming. I don't know if I'll go back to Target at Easter, but they're going to have to earn my trust back.
Hey, thanks for the phone call from Tom in Minneapolis. Just so eloquently, he laid out how he's kind of adapting. And that's another layer to this, too, is being able to adapt, right? Because that's what, as human beings, we all should be able to do, is be able to adapt. Some are able to do it better than others. He even stated, he's like, look, I'm a privileged white guy in my 70s. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have the same concerns as maybe other people. I'll say for myself personally, I've adapted. I have been loyal and faithful to Target for many, many years. Got to be honest. Last 5 weeks, I think I went to Target once last week, and it was the first time I had went in like a month. And so I haven't spent my dollars in Target recently. Yes. Do I have the red card and do the circle stuff, whatever? Yes. Haven't done that lately. You know what I've changed? You know what I've in terms of like adapting and going to different places? You know who's gotten more of my money here in the last couple of months?
Who?
Is the co-ops.
Oh, sure.
Is going to Wedge Co-op more. I'm a member there. Tradewinds Co-op. So
you're trying to spend those funds, even though Target's a local, you're trying to spend those amongst other local companies.
You always want to spend money where you feel like you're appreciated and where you feel like they're going to do right by the consumer.
Well, and that's just it. You want to feel like you're getting something outside of the monetarily value. And there are some, it's like, you know what? It's just about the dollar. All of this other stuff, the social justice and, you know, what they feel about DEI and whatnot, I'd like to think that I can boycott it. But at the end of the day, I have to do what's best for my family economically. Yes. If that means I have to go back and I have to shop more at a Target, or I have to shop more at a Walmart, or I have to go to Amazon, I might not agree with it, but it's what I have to do to get the most bang for my buck. And I understand there are people out there. I'm in that same spot. So it's a tricky situation that, if you have the ability to do so, that's great.
Yeah.
But if you don't, I don't think that makes you feel – I mean, you have no reason to think that just because you don't have the means doesn't mean – doesn't make you any less important.
And not only that, I'm not going to tell one person out there, not one, to not spend dollars at Target. I'm not going to tell you where to not spend your money. I'm not going to tell you to not buy a Tesla. I'm not going to – that's your damn right to
do
whatever,
you want
to do.
Yes.
Because – I would be a hypocrite to sit here and say that I'm not going to spend money at Target. Because you know what? I know that I am. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not.
Yeah, you know, and even if you don't spend as much as you normally do, you're still curtailing your spending habits, so to speak. You know what I mean? So you don't have to go all the way, but if you want to make those changes, then that's just fine.
Yeah. So this topic, the opinions are not about telling people where to shop and where not to shop. That has nothing to do with this conversation. It's just the optics when you open up social media, when you open up the newspaper, and you see that and it's staring you right in the face. Yes, we understand there is business strategies, and yes, they have a bottom line, and yes, they're in business to turn a profit, but be able to read the room and kind of understand. I don't know. It just maybe it should be a little bit softer to the consumer with regards to how things may look for
the
next year.
It's got to be the messaging. I think even if this is what you want to do and this is what you were deciding to roll out, it's about the messaging. The messaging is, I think, what can concern people. And some people aren't bothered by it. Some people can look at it and say, you know what? I don't really care about what they're talking about, their 5-year forecast and $15 billion. I'm still going to go out and shop. And you know what? It's just fine. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Yep. All right. 651-461-9226. Let the controversy continue here in this opening hour of the Lake Show, because free speech is under attack in all and of all places, the United States of America. We get to that next.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We are encountering some scary times, some scary situations. You know, we oftentimes in this country, we talk about free speech. And we champion free speech. Last couple years, free speech, right? Elon Musk on X, on Twitter. But somebody that comes on this show as a regular guest, and will be on tomorrow, Aaron Rupar, public notice. He was one of like 5 people that was banned from Twitter. Remember when that happened over the holidays?
Oh, yes.
Not last Christmas holiday, but the Christmas before.
In 2023.
And for what? Because he's a journalist? Because he's reporting on what's going on in the world of politics? And you don't like the reports? So you ban them off of Twitter, and then you see how silly it was that you're talking about championing free speech, but then you're trying to take away somebody's free speech. So then you say, okay, I'm gonna put Aaron back on. I'm gonna reinstate him and the other 4 or 5 people, whatever.
Oops.
That we banned.
Oops.
Like it just. So anyway, but free speech is still under attack. And of all places, the United States of America. Clearly, I think that most people out there in the listening audience have heard about the situation involving a Palestinian activist by the name of Mahmoud Khalil, Columbia University graduate, holds a green card, a protester, okay, who currently is facing deportation after he was arrested over the weekend by ICE. By federal immigration officials. Because of protesting. Not because he is some arm of Hamas. But how dare he protest or have a particular stance or say about things. We don't have to agree with everybody's stance with regards to a protest. But protest is a part of life in the United States of America.
Part of who we are. We identify by that.
It is ingrained, embedded in this country's DNA. It is ingrained. It is embedded in the history of this country. Okay? And so, you know, when you see this, and it sounds like this is just kind of the start, it's alarming. I guess we could say that it's alarming what's happening. Well, Tom Oman, the former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, he's dubbed what is Trump's border czar, right? He says that free speech has limitations, which on the surface, I mean, no one's going to sit there and necessarily disagree with that.
Free speech has limitations, but when you go to a college campus, you incite protesting and locking down and taking over buildings and damaging property and handing out leaflets for Hamas, who is a terrorist organization. Coming to this country either on a visa or becoming a resident alien is a great privilege, but there are rules associated with that.
Are we saying now that utilizing your voice, handing out leaflets on a college campus of all places, that is just something it's a no-fly zone?
That's been going on for years. It's part of, for the most part, I want to say when you're at these campuses, there are always going to be activists. There are always going to be causes that people are going to be championing for and against. And ultimately, you can decide whether or not that's a cause that you want to partake in and believe. But if you have that right and the university is allowing you that opportunity to do it, and you're not in violation of anything that the university, because, I mean, it could be trespass, it could be whatever. If they are saying, hey, we are okay with you voicing your opinion on this, then there shouldn't be a problem, because that's been going on since the beginning of time.
Yeah, this is troubling. And it was kind of an interesting, I want to play for you an interesting take from podcaster Alex Perlman from the Too Many Tabs podcast, who was, I think the sentiment that he has is a sentiment that many people have with regards to right now. It feels as though with this current administration that if you aren't on board with what we say or what we feel, and you oppose us, then yes, quite frankly, you may be silenced, that you may be along the lines of having your speech taken away. This is what Alex had to say.
The president sent federal agents to arrest a man for speaking. Don't get lost in anything else. The rest of the story. The president of the United States sent federal agents under direct orders to arrest a man for speaking. That people are getting all tied up in citizenship and visas and green cards and all this other. The president of the United States sent armed federal agents to arrest a man for speaking at a protest, and they are now trying to deport him from the United States. Do not get this messed up. Again, they're going to be like, oh, but he's supporting the president of the United States. Sent armed federal agents to a man's apartment, ripped him from the arms of his pregnant wife, threw him in a van, drove him across a river, tossed him into an ICE detention facility, then flew him halfway across the country to hide him deeper inside of the ICE deportation system, so that way his lawyer and his wife, who was 8 months pregnant, could not find him, all because he spoke at a protest. The president of the United States did this. And then the president of the United States has tweeted, along with members of his administration, along with his allies, along with his donors and others, that this is just the first one. The president of the United States is declaring that the First Amendment is dead. That the only speech that is protected is speech that Donald Trump allows. That is what this entire moment is. And anyone who tries to claim otherwise is lying to you. or hoping that it isn't happening. Pull your head out of the sand. The president of the United States is arresting people for their free speech. And if this continues, we don't have a constitution.
I don't disagree with any of that. This is, to me, a scary situation that we're looking at. Okay? Heck, I think back to hearing the stories of when I go off to college, Morehouse in Atlanta, about alums that came before me that did things that were frowned upon.
Questionable?
Like Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson and several other students held members of the Morehouse College Board of Trustees hostage on campus, demanding reform. No, this is no real talk.
No.
They demanded reform in the school's curriculum and governance. Samuel Jackson, yes, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
The actor guy, right?
The guy talking about the snakes on the plane.
Yes, that okay. guy. That Good. Guy. We heard that story from day one when we got on campus. And I bring this up because protest is embedded in American life. Whether it's Colin Kaepernick to whoever you want to name.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It just...
Years and years of the... You're
utilizing your voice? Now, no, I'm not going to sit here and act like all protests are equal. Okay? All right? If something ends up being violent... Or just things just going way south that are real. Of course, right? You're going to say, no. This has to stop. This needs to be shut down. This is not acceptable. But utilizing your voice?
When you're doing it in a peaceful manner and it's just an opinion, if all you're doing is using your voice and your platform, whatever it is, to voice your opinion, but you are not bringing harm to anybody. What is it? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. This seems so incredibly, incredibly inconsequential on the surface that for somebody to be detained because of their protest. I got news for you. No matter what you do, there's always going to be somebody on the other side that is not going to agree with it. It just doesn't matter.
And what is up with this whole, like, calling a Tesla boycott illegal? Huh?
It's not.
What are we, like, what?
It's.
I hate when things come out into us as just everyday Americans that just love our lives. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of, we look at the news and we hear the sound bites and you read the articles, stuff like that. And then you see stuff like this and you feel like your intelligence is being insulted.
But there are people out there that don't look at the whole picture. Okay. Because we can go back and we say, well, how dare, you know, it's like, oh, you got to boycott Bud Light. So you can boycott Bud Light, but you can't boycott Tesla. It's the same concept. It's the same thing. You're just flipping the political ideologies. That is it.
I mean, but to think that you can tell people in terms of from a support standpoint, get behind this, not get behind that, like.
But there are some people, and this is kind of this is what we've been talking about for several years. There are people who will blindly just listen to whatever is being told without realizing that there is context to it. There is something deeper than just the words that you're being told. Well, don't boycott Tesla because that's un-American. Okay, well, I'm not going to boycott Tesla. But you know what? This is cancel culture. You should really boycott Bud Light. You should boycott, you know, these media companies. You should boycott this retailer. Well, why? Well, because they don't support me. They don't agree with my political point of view. So, therefore, you have to be very selective with your protesting and your boycotting. And it's extremely hypocritical. If you really look at it and you're objective, you will realize that 95% of what we're hearing is absolutely hypocritical beyond belief. But we have people that are listening blindly and following blindly to one particular set of what they're being told. And they won't look at the entire thing because it makes them uncomfortable, because it goes against what they're being told. And that's the problem.
A few of the texts coming in, one from Ben in Minneapolis, extremely concerning that the protester, Mr. McMood, was punished for criticizing a foreign nation alongside the supposed land of free speech. Why is Trump so in love with defending Israel? Thanks, Henry. This from the 651, the president is violating. It says it's supposed to protect the Constitution.
I think it said they're violating the Constitution, supposed to protect.
Okay.
I think that's kind of what
it got kind of broken up.
Yeah.
And then real quickly, it says Jeff from Minneapolis. Why was this person arrested by ICE, but the protesters who invaded the Senate, I'm assuming the Capitol, pardoned? And then this from the 763. Thank you, Henry, for playing that clip. I was involved in civil disobedience and protest too. The difference between then and now is there is a madman at the wheel. I'm afraid that the madman is going to use the protest to declare martial law at some point and claim total power. I'm almost 70 and can't believe I feel this way. You ever been involved in a march or protest?
Not to this extent, no. I mean, I think, you know, there were, you know, little things that were just things that we wanted on campus, but I mean, nothing that had any serious social consequence.
But I'm talking about like just in general, like in the world, like in your lifetime, has there been any significant event that sparked marches or protests? Because I remember freshman year.
Yeah.
I remember us walking all over the city of Atlanta when the whole it wasn't freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't freshman year. It was the whole Rodney King deal.
Oh, okay. With the,
because that's more national protest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was something about a vet clinic, northern part of NDSU campus that was going to be taken down. And I remember we were there. And I mean, there were those of us that are, you know, we're animal lovers, we're sympathetic. And we're like, well, why are you going to build more off-campus housing when you've got a veterinary clinic for, you know, people that you know, students in the area that have pets? Why are you? So, I mean, that's been about it. But let me say this when
it was in the freshman year.
Okay. I just want to say this, and I mentioned this to you before we went on the air, Henry. For 4 years, we heard, let's go Brandon. Let's go Brandon. There was a whole line of merchandise, and we know what that means. You can text it all you want. You can say it all. We know what it means. But I did not once, based on that, and you know that Joe Biden heard it and ran with it because it's the dark Brandon stuff. Not once did he ever put anybody in jail for voicing their opinion in the opposition. And they had merchandise.
I've seen bumper stickers.
Yeah.
I've seen people wear, shirts.
Yeah.
I saw a person at the gym with one of those shirts.
It's you're right. If you want to wear the Let's Go Brandon stuff, fine. I'm not saying you don't. But what I'm saying is Joe Biden saw that for 4 years, did not put anybody in jail, did not so much as make a peep about it. And now you've got somebody who is voicing their displeasure with Donald Trump. And he's going after them. Like, I think that just tells you how thin-skinned this administration really is. Like, if you're the tough guy that you say you are, then you should be able to handle a little bit of criticism from people that are unhappy with you.
Well, this is the bottom line to me before we go to break. This should not be viewed as the American way. It isn't. If people are going to say, like an Elon Musk, we champion freedom of speech. Walk what you talk. And for those people out there that are proud Americans, that love Donald Trump, that support Elon Musk, call this out too. Don't sit by silently and just be like,
well we won't hear from that. You know that.
That's unfortunate.
You know that.
651-461-9226. Final segment of hour one next. The text line from the 651, Henry and Chris, I'm so glad you're focusing on this. It's absolutely frightening. I'm so concerned about our Constitution and the craziness of Trump and Vance and Tesla Man. I've been in Florida for the month of I never heard that one, Tesla Man.
Tesla Man, he's a superhero.
I've been in Florida for the month of February back home.
great to hear you guys. So incredibly thrilled that you got to come back. We appreciate that. I was in shock when I heard what had happened. Peace and blessings.
Got a great big swastika in the middle of his chest. Tesla man.
Tesla man.
That's
It's scary. And I would say this.
It really is. Yes.
I am not a person, just so we're clear about my thought process on this, I am not a person that will sit by silently if somebody comes for a person that is a Trump supporter or identifies as MAGA or far right or whatever for no reason whatsoever, for no good reason whatsoever. I will speak my piece and advocate for that person the same way that I will advocate for somebody that has no political affiliation or that, you know, identifies as left-leaning or identifies as a Democrat. I would advocate for that person. Like, if there's a reason why a person is being within reason, mm-hmm. like there's actually things that these people have
gotta
done.
Got to be cause, yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, but to use your voice, if your voice is stifled, then I feel like we have a problem. And I say we have a problem. Like, yeah. And I think that we should look at it through that lens.
Oh, absolutely.
It isn't a pick and choose situation.
No, this is not a political, you stand up for one side and not the other. If somebody on the right wing is being attacked for no reason or, you know, drugged through the mud, then they absolutely have a right to defend themselves if they are not doing anything. If, you know, we can't sit here and, I mean, it would be extremely hypocritical and selfish to say, you know what, you've got one particular point of view and that's the only way that you can look at it.
This is wrong, yeah.
It is very wrong. And
it doesn't mean that when people say things that everybody's right all the time. No, sometimes you're just wrong about things.
Yeah, and that's okay. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if you're wrong about something, instead of apologizing and saying, you know what, yeah, I got the wrong information, you double down. You double down and triple down, and it's okay to say, you know what, I was wrong. I messed up. I wasn't correct about this. We're all wrong about things. We're wrong on things on a daily basis. It's okay. Like, to me, it's a sign of maturity. I mean, but some people, their pride and their ego will not allow them to say, yeah, that was my mistake.
You never marched or protest. I'm disappointed in you, man.
No.
I thought you were a badass.
Fat ass. I mean, I don't march. Look at me. I don't march. I don't walk. I don't exercise. I mean, you expect me to be active? That's not a word in my vocabulary, bro.
Man. I thought you were down for the cause.
No, ain't no cause I'm getting down for. I'm getting right here. I'm staying right here where I'm comfortable. I believe they call this staying in your lane. I know my role, as The Rock says. I know my role.
All right, let's get to the sports department here at the top of the hour. Nice little matchup tonight in the NBA. Minnesota Timberwolves facing the Denver Nuggets, the Joker. At 9 p.m., let's talk to FanDuel Sports analyst and Lynx legend Rebecca Brunson. She joins us next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.